You will never trust your intuition until you identify with it. At the earliest stages of inner growth, a person is esteemed who belongs to the group and upholds its values. If the knower within tries to object, he is stifled. Intuition actually becomes an enemy because it has a nasty habit of saying things you aren't supposed to hear. A person who has arrived at stage 4 long ago gave up group values. The enticements of war, competition, the stock market, fame, and wealth have faded. If you are thrilled by the following lines from the great Persian mystic Rumi, you definitely understand how the inner world can be more thrilling than anything outside. When I die, I will soar with angels. And when I die to the angels, what I shall become, you cannot imagine. In stage 4, the emptiness of outward life is rendered irrelevant because a new voyage has commenced. The wise are not sitting around contemplating how wise they are. They are flying through space and time, guided on a soul journey that nothing can impede. The hunger to be alone, characteristic of anyone in stage 4, comes from sheer suspense, to find out what comes next in the unfolding of the soul's drama. The word redemption conveys only a pale sense of how all-involving this whole expedition is. There is much more to the knower within than just being free from sin. You don't have to be perfect to try to reach the angels, but you do have to be able to live with yourself and keep your own company for long stretches of time. A sense of sin hinders that ability. In stage 3, the inner world evidences little activity. The inner world comes alive in stage 4. One begins to understand how reality works, and human nature starts to unfold its secrets. Here are some examples. There are no victims. Random events are guided by a higher wisdom. Chaos is an illusion. There is total order to all events. Fate becomes a pressing issue. The person in stage 4 has experienced enough instances where an invisible hand must be at work. The instances may be small, but there is no turning away from them. After paying enough attention, always the key word, you begin to see that events form patterns. You see that they hold lessons or messages or signs. And then you see that these outer events are actually symbols for inner events. When wise people declare that all is justly ordered, their listeners remain baffled. What about wars, fires, random murders, and so on? How could the poet Browning have the audacity to claim that God is in his heaven and all's right with the world? He found out from a God not to be met until stage 4. Here is a good place to ask what the inner knower actually knows. As we commonly define it, knowledge is experience that has been recorded in memory. Wisdom consists of being comfortable with certainty and uncertainty. Strangely, wisdom often arrives only after thinking is over. Simplicity dawns. In the presence of a wise person, one can feel an interior calm, alive and breathing its own atmosphere. The New Testament calls this the peace that passes understanding, because it goes beyond thinking. No amount of mental churning will get you there. The inner world has its storms, but much more terrible are its doubts. No one can get very far in stage 4 if there is self-doubt, because the self is all there is to rely on. Outside support has lost its reassurance. In ordinary life, such a loss is dreaded. In stage 4, however, all moorings are loosed. Since infancy, we have all gained security from having one mother, one father, our own friends, one spouse, a family of our own. This sense of attachment reflects a lifelong need for support. In stage 4, the whole support structure melts away. The person is left to get support internally, from the self. Self-acceptance becomes the way to God. It is a kind of expansion that no longer needs to distinguish between me and you, yours and mine. If that involves giving up the old support systems, the person willingly pays the price. The soul journey is guided by an inner passion that demands its own fulfillment. From the outside, someone in stage 4 seems to have opted out. With no social bonds left, there is really no social role either. The deepest insights are usually not socially acceptable. Therefore, they are seen as insane, heretical, or criminal. In stage 4, good is clarity of mind, which brings the ability to see the truth. Evil is blindness or ignorance, which makes the truth impossible to see. Truth becomes a quest from which no one can deter you. Goodness means remaining true to your quest. Evil is being drawn away from it. In the case of Socrates, even a sentence of death left him impervious. When offered an escape, he refused. His evil would have been to betray himself. By drinking his cup of hemlock, Socrates died a traitor to the state, who had upheld a total commitment to himself. This was a gesture of ultimate goodness.